so you could sit on it. Stoop wouldn't be the same thing as poet, you know. Not what we call it.
You mentioned having steps outside. If you, like in a two-story house, if you had to get to the second story, you'd say you walked up the...
stairs.
So it's stairs inside and steps outside. That's good. That, you mentioned this room. You would call this a living room.
Yeah.
Did people call it anything differently way back then? Or?
Parlor.
I see. But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
They never called them living rooms way back, and they were always parlors.
Yeah.
Some had front parlor and a back parlor.
Oh.
I mean, that's like the living room of the den today.
I guess so. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Was it ever referred to?
One was fixed up more elegantly
than
the other one, you know. The back parlor they more or less stayed in more than the front one was used for company. And the back was used, you know. As I say, it's kind of like everybody
day.
With the living room and den today.
I see. These are fairly high ceilings in this house.
Six feet, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I think that's what they are.
Is that a real fireplace? Do you ever?
It used to be, but when they remodeled the house, they changed it. It isn't a fireplace anymore. I mean, it doesn't have a chimney to it. They got the real fireplace back there in the den.
I see. What did people call that open area right there in front of the fireplace? That's bricked over. Kind of had, you know, a space.
Called it the hearth, or what else? Hearth or the hearth?
Some said hearth and some said hearth.
Mm-hmm.
Was that just for safety or?
Yeah, because when you burn real wood, it pop out on the rug or the floor or something.
What did people call those big pieces of wood that they would burn in a fireplace?
Wood or logs, I reckon.
Ever heard of called a backlog or backstick, something like that?
No, that one. I never have.
Yes, ma'am. Or what about, you know, the wood that you use to start a fire that burns real easily?
Yeah.
What did people say they?
Well, light wood or lighter or something like that.
I tell you two words. Splinters and kindling.
Yeah.
Use that term kindling around here too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that I noticed. I was out in Texas, Arkansas, that area this summer, and people don't use those terms very much, light wood and lighter. Mostly it's kindling. Out in that area. But most people where I'm from say what you did, light wood, lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that usually that type of wood? Is that pine or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't burn that oak wood or anything, any kind of wood like that unless you do have.